From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The leaders of France and Britain must now answer to their country's lawmakers for moving forward with airstrikes on Syria Saturday alongside U.S. warplanes. As Reuters' Jacob Greaves reports, British Prime Minister Theresa May could be met with opposition from some of her own allies in the UK.
May joined the US and France in airstrikes Saturday to punish Syria for a suspected chemical weapons attack. But she didn't seek the consent of Parliament first, a break with convention. Her opposite number, Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, has questioned the legality of her action and wants legislation to limit the government's power to launch future military strikes independently. Even some of her own lawmakers might back him, fearful of escalation in Syria. Downing Street has said it has no plans for further strikes, but in the same breath warned all options would be considered if chemical weapons were again used. Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron will also have to justify his actions to French lawmakers.
And the White House says President Trump remains determined to pull out of Syria. Which is a message that comes after French President Emmanuel Macron said he convinced Trump to keep U.S. forces there. Syrian refugees have been facing all sorts of hardships while living in Jordan since the outbreak of civil war there. More than 1.3 million Syrians have fled to Jordan to seek asylum.
The huge refugee crisis that used to end with the return home of these people are now becoming more and more protracted. This is the same as it happens today for Syria. We are now entering the eighth year. This means that war is certainly there to stay for the time being, and a solution is not to be found by humanitarian organization alone. So we need a political solution to end the war.
Francesco Beard with the UN High Commissioner for Refugees. This is VOA News.